Here we go for the month of March. Wow, we have a lot of recognition, believe me. Let's start with the People in the Star program. I think you've seen their name before about 100 times. Alan Trudy Krueger with well over 16,000 volume. Incredible. Good job, Alan Trudy Krueger. Courtney and Star Lovins with well over 16,000 volume. And I tell you, all the work, the meetings are paying off month after month after month. Kurt and Marion Weimer with 14,000 volume. I tell you, that bonus check is just getting bigger and bigger all the time for the Weimers. Gary and Anita Knepper with over 11,000. Anita, this year, do it. Everything is in the right place. Jerry and Lisa Smith with over 11,000. They just love doing Shackley meetings, and it pays off. Nina Staple from Wisconsin with over 10,000. Good job, Nina, and hope you're doing well. Roger and Marsha Biofis with over 10,000 volume, and things are happening in the Biofis group. Kathy Alleman with 8,000. Good job, Kathy. Part of the time in Florida and a little bit of time in Indiana, because that's where a lot of the business is. And we have Gwen Bryson. Gwen just kind of squeaks when she talks about Shackley because she's pretty excited about all the good things that are happening in her business. We have Andre and Beth Henriquez with over 8,000 volume. And I understand you're doing more meetings. That's great. Meetings, as Marsha Biofis would say, means more money. And Laura Yardy with over 7,000 volume. And Laura's doing a lot of good things in her business. And the volume's going to go up. And pretty soon the breakouts. You just watch and see. We have Matt and Carrie McKenzie. They are having too much fun in Shackley. Good things are happening in their business. Wow, what a way to go. Zipporah Bronner with over 7,000. Zipporah, you can do it. You've got everything that it takes. We have Ron and Joanne Krueger. Hope everything is well with you guys. And it's good to see that you're always still in the STAR program no matter what. Over 7,000 volume. Merlina Cushing with over 7,000. Merlina just kind of depends on that 7,000 volume. Makes a nice bonus check. Cal and Jill Nimi from Canada with over 7,000. Good job to the Nimis. And Pam and Dick McLean from Georgia with over 7,000 volume. And the business recap is growing. Next, we have Dave and Kathleen Moody from Petoskey, Michigan. And they have over 6,000 volume and growth in their business as well. It's amazing. When you have high volume, then you feel you're capable of growing and developing sales leaders. Jeff and Cindy Patton with over 6,000 volume and looking for more good things to happen in their group. Shirley Anderson with over 6,000. Shirley just likes doing that high volume month after month. That adds to the income from all the people on the recap. We have Larry and Pat Evans with over 6,000. Pat's just moving things right along in Shackley, believe me. Wonderful, wonderful things are happening there. We have Bob Lukes with almost 6,000. Good job, Bob. And, wow, Bernie and Karen Mashura with over 5,000, almost 6,000 volume. Things have been moving up, haven't they, Karen? Hirefke Gordon with over 5,000 volume, consistently in the STAR program month after month. Josh and Andrea Miller with 5,000 volume. Really, really catching on to the things that it takes to build a good business. Very, very good. PJ and Steve Meyer are catching on to the things as well that make for a good, successful Shackley business. Keep up the good work. And Mary Moran from the great city of Traverse City. most every month in the STAR program. Very good, Mary. Looking at the people who sponsored 10 or more, Jerry and Lisa Smith, 16 new members in their group. That makes for good high volume. And Courtney and Star Lovins with 14 people, new members in the group. Matt and Carrie McKenzie with 14. And Ross Carter, you haven't heard that name before, but 10 new members in that group. There you have it, the people on the STAR program, and for sponsoring, congratulations. Well, we might as well find out who some of these people are who are moving and shaking and making things happen. First on the list here, we have Dr. Ross Carter from Lawrenceville, Georgia. I've had a chance to give a couple meetings with Dr. Carter, and he's a neat guy. He's always looking to see how people can improve their lives, holistic health, chiropractor. And I tell you, he's moved right up in Shackley, and he is a brand new director. Congratulations, Ross. And the upline sales leaders are the McKenzies. Very good. Matt and Carrie McKenzie. Now, they didn't stop there because there's Vicki Brackett. Now, Vicki is just a real go-getter. I tell you, she is working, hustling, Shackley. I don't think she sits down for a minute. And she saw results with Shackley, liked the product, and it didn't take very long with a few in-home presentations, and bingo, she's a new director as well. And guess who the upline sales leaders are? Matt and Carrie McKenzie. And you've probably heard this name before, Chris Bess. Chris, well, like many people, used the Shackley products, got results, and Chris just kind of works at this thing very, very quietly. I mean, she just, but she's planning, strategy, and wouldn't you know, she moves up in Shackley and becomes a senior coordinator. Chris Best. Very good, Chris. Upline sales leaders, Jerry and Lisa Smith. They just keep smiling and smiling as all this good stuff happens. You'll see even more good stuff happens in the Smith group because we have Tammy Robertson. Now, Tammy, and this is interesting, you know, got results with her product with her daughter and liked the product, believes in the concept of Shackley. And Tammy made a decision not that long ago. I'm going to make this business fly. You know, that's what it takes is a decision. And so Tammy moves up to coordinator, new coordinator, and her upline is Chris Best. Well, there you have it. And of course, the reason Tammy is a new coordinator is because there's Larry and, I guess it'd be Larry and Melissa Shoop. I have not heard how their name is pronounced, so I hope you don't mind if I'm chopping it up a little bit, because the key thing is that you guys have moved up in Shackley as well and became new directors and once again used the Shackley products, like the air source, like the results of the product, and made a decision, hey, this is a good way to spend time at home and earn an income. And congratulations, new directors, upline sales leader is Tammy Robertson. Now, if I see this thing correctly, because these people are not on my recap, I believe that they are new coordinators. Because, the way I see it here, Steve and Amy Falkenstein from Sturgis, Michigan, got results, interesting enough, with their daughter, and saw results with the products, liked the Shackley products, made a decision to get more people into Shackley. And, of course, when you get results, you talk to other people who may have some health issues, and pretty soon the PV comes in, the business grows, and the upline sales leaders are Larry and Melissa. And, of course, like I said, that makes Larry and Melissa new coordinators, because they have new directors under them. This all happens in 1 month, folks. This is a way to do it. And this is all in the Smith group. Like I said, Jerry and Lisa are just smiling all the time right now. And we don't stop there because we have Jeff and Amy Prater. Now, Amy's just, you know, wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, trying to figure out how to make this business grow even more, asks a lot of questions, discovers a lot of neat things. Once again, look at the trend here. People got results with the product, liked it, and started telling other people is basically what has happened. Well, they are new coordinators, okay? They're new coordinators. And who would be their upline other than Jerry and Lisa Smith? Yeah, now you get the picture, okay? And the Praters have a new director. That makes them coordinator. And that's Brian and Michelle Hughes. And they were introduced to the Shackley products by her parents using the basic gauge, the cleaning products. They were introduced to Shackley in 2006 and at a skincare event. Boy, skincare is really, really important. Saw results with the Shackley product health-wise. Once again, same story. Started feeling better, started telling other people and said, hey, what a way to contribute to the family income. So congratulations to Brian and Michelle. Congratulations to Jeff and Amy Prater. This is all in the Smith Group. They just keep smiling. Well, here we go. We got some more people who are moving up in Shackley. We've got Dave and Kathleen Moody. Now, Dave and Kathleen Moody are brand new coordinators. And, you know, Dave came in with a little bit of skepticism, but realized that network marketing is a great way to go. And, of course, they had seen results once again with the Shackley products, but said, why not? Why not really look at Shackley and make this thing work? And I tell you, they have been consistently moving their Shackley business no matter what happens. Well, they are new coordinators. Congratulations to the Moody's, new coordinators. And their upline sales leader is Marcia Biofus. Congratulations, Marcia. You have a new coordinator in your group. And the sales leaders, the new sales leader for the Moody's, is Sari King. Now, Sari had some health issues, and she's going to really test these products because she had a lot of allergies and a lot of medication, and she was quite limited as to the things that she could do as far as physical activity and so on. And she just kept increasing the Shackley, taking more of it. And I tell you, you would never know it today by the health that she's in, and she's very, very energetic and doing a lot of things and a lot of physical activity. And so, once again, when you get results like that, all your friends say, what are you doing? There they are. There she is, brand new sales leader. Congratulations to Sari King and also to the Moody's as new coordinators. Wow, page after page after page. This is the only way to do this thing. This thing is... it's happening. It really is. So I talk to the people who are the movers and shakers, let's put it that way, the people who are doing good volume, the people who are breaking out directors, and I try to find out what is the commonality, what is the thing that really makes their business click, what makes them move ahead. And that's really what is happening. They're moving ahead. They're moving ahead. You know, a lot of times people don't realize that in order to go to the next position in Shackley, you must graduate, and I've talked about this before, you must graduate from the class that we're in. A person comes into Shackley, and they're just interested in using the Shackley products. Chances are, with that thinking of just using the Shackley products, they're not going to be a master coordinator. Likewise, a person who is thinking and planning and putting strategy into their business as a director will not become a master coordinator either. We must graduate to the next level. Most of the time, directors are looking for volume. And to move past that level, you've got to be looking for people. So when we're talking to someone, we've got to be very, very interested in the people they know. So do we ask questions about the relatives? Do we ask questions about how long they've been in the area? All these things help us to determine whether there's a market with this person. Is there an in-home presentation that we can set up? So, yes, I want to talk to the people that I'm talking to. I want to find out more about them. I want to help them with the products. but at the same time, I'm finding out about all their friends and relatives and building a market. That's where we graduate past that level of directorship. Now, the thing that I want to emphasize is that if we continue working, no matter how much work and time we put into it, with the directorship mentality, we will not move ahead in the Shackley business. It's impossible. You've got to have the right tools. You've got to have the right tools. You can't move ahead unless you have the right tools, because we're not prepared for that type of business. We don't know how to handle it. We don't know what to do with it. Let me give you an example of how this relates in other businesses. Let's say, for instance, somebody opens up a restaurant and they have one table that will seat four people, and they can turn that table over once in the evening so they can accommodate eight people, four at a time. Okay, that's what this person is prepared for who owns the restaurant. Now, think about it. With four people, chances are the person who is running the restaurant seats people, cooks for people, does all the dishes for the people, and gets ready for the new group coming in, four more people. So let's say, for instance, somebody says, I've got 15 people who want to come into this restaurant tonight. The restaurant owner is not prepared and cannot handle the business. First of all, he does not have anybody helping him. He has small pans, just a few pans. He doesn't have a large area to cook on. And he's doing all the work. And he only has one table. He cannot accommodate 15 people coming in to get served. There's no way. You look at someone else who owns a restaurant, and they can seat 40 people, turn the 40 chairs over once, and they can accommodate 80 people. With 80 people, he probably has some people helping him in the kitchen. Probably someone helping to invite people in and find them a seat. Probably somebody's helping to do the dishes and clean up the pots and pans. Probably a few people waiting on tables. You're prepared for success. So my point is, no matter how hard that person owning the first restaurant works, he does not have the tools to do this, does not have the staff, does not have the people. You see, people who are looking at directorship, and that's where they are thinking is, they're not looking for other people to really help them in Shackley. In order to move up in Shackley, to move the volume up, in order to find directors, you've got to be looking for other people who want to build. It's a whole different language. Most directors are looking for volume. They're looking for PV. When they talk to people, they're totally focused on PV. So they're not prepared. And if somebody comes along and says, look, I'd really like to build a big business. I heard network marketing is good. I understand that you can make a lot of money in Shackley. I understand the Shackley products are very, very good. My parents used to use them years ago. And I would like to make over a six-figure income. The person who's thinking, the director who's thinking is as a director, and they have not graduated their thinking, what they do is panic, because they don't have the tools. They don't know what to say. They're thinking, how would I train this person? What would I tell them? And I've asked that question of people. What would you do if somebody came along and said, I'd like to make a couple $100,000 a year? And we've talked about this before as well. And I tell you, I've gotten some pretty, pretty strange answers. Like, well, you can do whatever you want to do. You know, it's your time. It depends on how much time you want to put into it. Depends on how much you want to invest into it. That's not really saying that you have the tools and you're prepared to help that person. And so what I'm trying to get at is that if my thinking is to be a director, And even after I am a director, and my thinking still continues to be as a director, no matter how much time I put into it, I will not advance in the business very much. It's going to be very painful. It's going to be very difficult. I must be prepared to help people who are saying, I think I would be interested. If you hear a comment from someone who is saying, I think I might be interested in Shackley, the person who's thinking as a director will say, oh, that's good. A person who is looking past directorship and is prepared would probably say, that's interesting. Why would you be interested? The questions are going to be different. The responses are going to be different because one is looking at it as PV and the other one is looking at it in terms of people, finding people under people under people. The other thing is that many directors in the thinking are not anticipating three or four moves down the road. In other words, if I do this with this person, then this could happen, and then this could happen, and this could happen, and then after 2 months, we could end up this position with this person. Most directors are thinking, okay, I'm going to talk to the person, and I'm going to maybe give them a catalog. I'm going to give them some CDs. I'm going to give them all these things that they can listen to, that they can read, and perhaps they will buy some products. A person who is looking to build a business and finding other people, they're going to give the information, they're going to give the CDs, they're going to give those things as last resort, because the goal is to sit down with those people and find out about their friends and relatives. It's a whole different process. It's a whole different process. So I'm hoping I'm making myself clear on this, because it's not the amount of time, which many people always ask the question, well, how much time do I have to put into it? If we're not prepared, it doesn't matter how much time we have. We don't have the tools. It's like a farmer who has 20 acres of land, and all he has is one hoe, to dig the holes, to put in the seeds, to cultivate the ground, take out the weeds, one hoe. I don't think there's enough time in the day, 24 hours a day even, for that farmer to take care of that big plot of land. Now, if he's got a 10 by 8 garden, 10 feet by 8 feet, I think a hoe would be sufficient. You don't need a big tractor. So we must have the tools for success. If a person is thinking of PV, thinking of director, and chances are they will have a couple starter CDs. People who are looking to find other people and build a business, they will have a number of CDs, number of starter CDs. They'll have the tools. They'll have the materials. They'll have sufficient applications. There's just many, many things that make a difference. And once again, if a person's goal is to stay as a director, that's very, very good. But to stay as a director and hoping that my business is going to grow, but I have not graduated, I have not gotten the necessary tools, it's going to be very, very tough. And so it's just like a person says, well, I would really, really, really like to lose weight with the Shackley Cinch program, but I don't think I'll be taking it every day. It'll probably be about every third day. Well, it's not going to work. It just won't work. It has nothing to do with the quality of the cinch. It has to do with the program we're following. And the same thing is true for someone who is looking to advance past the level of director. Doing the things that most directors tend to do and thinking as a director, which I feel most directors think in terms of PV, of volume, therefore you can't advance. It doesn't matter how good the products are. It doesn't matter about the tools that are available. They just never get used for their intended purpose. Well, right now, in Shackley, tremendous things are happening. You can see the growth that's going on in the business. This is a tremendous time of the year because people are saying, hey, maybe I can do this thing. And I cannot emphasize enough, once again, the importance of doing skin cares, because it's such a great opportunity to be able to talk to people and find out about all their friends and relatives. It's a great opportunity. I mean, we've got to see past selling some skincare products and raising the PV. It's an opportunity to talk to people to find out about all the people they know. That's why skincare is so good. And with this new line, Nutra White, I tell you, people are using it, saying it's fantastic. They really like it. What an opportunity to introduce this new line to people. So the opportunities are there. It's just a matter of making the decision that I'm going to graduate to the next level and take advantage of these things. And so right now, we're at an incredible, incredible position in Shaklee. As I've said before, we have all this exposure with the Get Clean line. We've got more and more people in the medical field saying that Shaklee is good. We've got more publicity than ever before. And we have better stability than we've had in many, many years in Shaklee. And everything is just at an incredible, incredible position for growth in the Shaklee business. But if I want to grow and I want to develop sales leaders and I want to develop a recap, by that I mean developing a number of sales leaders, first, second, third, fourth level, that gives a good, solid business. Yes, it does take some work up front, but the most difficult work, the most time-consuming work, is learning how to communicate better, is learning how to get the right tools and use them. But once I get the system, once I figure out how this thing works, once I put this thing together and I get organized with it, whether it's getting organized with my tape program, it's getting organized and using the BOSS program effectively, whatever it is, then things run much smoother. And so my recommendation is to project where your business is going to be in 6 months. Have a plan. You're looking for somebody to help you in the Shaklee business. You're looking for somebody to loan you money from the Shaklee business. Show them your plan. Where is your business going to be in 6 months? Where is it going to be in a year? We've got to have a projection. Every business out there has a projection as to where their business is going to be in the next 6 months, the next year. Every business. I don't care if it's McDonald's. I don't care if it's JCPenney's. Every business has a projection as to where their business is going to be. And so this is the other thing that people do that have gone past what I call the director thinking. They have planned their business for the next 6 months. That's one of the things that I find that they do. And so putting down on paper what my group currently looks like, how many members I have in my group right now, where are they positioned, doing the circles. Don't print out the computer printout whereby I can somewhat see where people are aligned and who's first level to who and so on. But when you put the circles down on paper, boy, it's just super revealing. Everybody has said when they've done that, boy, I saw things I didn't know was going on in my group. I saw things that I hadn't seen before. So that's the first step, looking at the business on paper and then projecting how many circles am I going to have in my group, how many people are going to be working at Shaklee with me and helping me to save time. You see, the person who has a small restaurant is putting in the same amount of time as a person who has a larger restaurant. The person who has a larger restaurant, in fact, maybe he's putting in less time because there are other people working in the office. You see, if a person is looking to build a larger business, you're projecting things for the next 6 months, then one of the things you would plan on is when you're going to have somebody in, perhaps, and clean in your house, and how often. When are you going to have somebody come in and work in your office? Those are the things that people look at and focus on when they're looking to have a larger business. So we start putting those in the plan. And, of course, that means that you have then more time to do other things because you have somebody who is making cassette tapes. You have someone who is sending out flyers to people in your group so you can do a better job of marketing to the people that you already have in Shaklee. Things that maybe you don't have time for right now as a director. But when you have somebody working in your office, you have time to do that. So I feel it's a very, very interesting subject to think about, talk about. But if we don't have the tools, we're not prepared for the success. No matter how much time and effort we put into it, we only have one small table that accommodates 8 people in the evening, 4 at a time. And until we get more tables, and until we get bigger pots and pans, until we get a larger kitchen, until we get people who can help us, the business does not advance. So that's why when we do meetings, we talk about building in depth. The importance of building in depth is because we're going to find people quicker who are interested in building in Shackley. And so how do I build in depth? Well, I'm going to do the skin care. I'm going to do the 3-way call. It doesn't matter, but the focus is to get depth, to get depth, to get depth. Because then I have other people picking up the workload, and it makes my job a lot easier, and we can be more productive, and we're going to have a much bigger Shackley business. Now is the time. Now is the time. I tell you, take advantage of the timing that we're in. Good things are happening. We've got a lot of people who are going to be going to New Orleans. It's going to be a great, great convention. And the main thing there is you have a chance to meet a lot of other people and talk to them and find out what they're doing. And that's where we learn so much. You know, it's the meeting after the meeting that makes it really, really good. So if you have questions, please give me a call. If you want to find out what things seem to be working very, very well for people, it's something we can talk about. But like Marsha Bioff says, it's pretty simple. More meetings, more money. She calls it the M&M theory. More meetings, more money. And it really does that work that way. And I tell you, I've had a great time doing some meetings with Marsha. And I campaign on the skin care, and generally at every in-home presentation, there are 3 or 4 or 5 people, women there, who say they want to have a skin care. What a great way to follow up. It's like clockwork. It's just really, really, really good. Got a good system going there. Okay, so once again, congratulations to all the people in the STAR program. Man, I tell you, the numbers are really, really looking very, very good, and I know they're going to get better, and the list is going to get longer. Congratulations to all the new sales leaders, coordinators, senior coordinators. Wow, this is just tremendous. What a way to go. So once again, things are happening, and the reason they're happening is because of you. Because of you. The products have been good. The marketing plan has been good. But the reason the business is growing is because you're making it happen. Keep up the good work. I tell you, it just means we're just going to have a lot more fun. Talk to you next month.